This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. By the way, we're live video streaming from the studio at Facebook Live. If you want to check that out, I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning again, Ed.
Good morning again, Tim.
And JJ, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, Jasper, over here with us.
An honest-to-goodness balletist.
Yes, he can balletist with the best of them.
Good to be here. Hey, you mentioned about traveling. I was privileged this week to be with a bunch of mayors and senators and was a bunch of elected officials with their Christmas dinner. This Sunday night, I'm going to be in Coffeyville, Mississippi. It intended to be, was intentionally for the senior citizens, and the pastor's wife said it leaked out that I was coming, so now they've opened it to the entire community. Now, the meal is just for the senior citizens, but anybody else that wants to come for the comedy.
I thought she's going to say that it leaked out to the community, and now no.
Now they're canceling.
Everyone wants a refund.
Cancellations.
So if you're in near Oxford, Mississippi, or Grenada, it's Coffeyville First Baptist Church, and you can contact
them. When are you going to be there?
This coming Sunday night. No tickets. If you haven't laughed out loud in a while, you will Sunday night.
Okay. If you're going to be doing your stand-up routine?
Stand-up comedy Christmas version.
All right.
Yeah. Sounds great.
That's coming up. All right. And if you want to have J.J. Jasper come to your town and do a banquet or a speaking engagement or
something. Pirouette, yeah, or just whatever you need.
He'll do a ballerina.
What did you call it?
Balletist.
He'll do a balletist pirote, a pirote. If you want him to, yeah, that's look it up and you'll see what he'll be doing on stage there. All right, so Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
By the way, a male ballerina is called a ballerino.
A ballerino.
That's one of the words for
him. Is that for real? Ballerino?
Yeah. I call it funny looking, but anyway, that's just me. I'm kind of old school on that. But all right, so I know I've just insulted somebody.
All the ballerinos out there.
Yeah, all the ballerinos.
Ballerinos. That just sounds funny.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Hey, it's ballerino. Yeah. Don't you call me ballerina. That's for the women. I'm a ballerino.
Vinny Barberino with the ballerino.
All right. This is before all the gender confusion hit the world. We used to know what people were called. All right. You've got three questions?
Two left.
All right.
So here's what I've got left. What was the first state in the U.S. to recognize Christmas as an official holiday?
Okay.
And then the Flintstones cartoon was based on what popular 1950s TV comedy?
Here's what I've got. Bible question. Who was the first person to come upon the injured man in the parable of the Good Samaritan? You remember three people came upon the injured man. Who was the first of the three?
And the first one, it was a ballerino, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was on his way to do a pirouette somewhere.
And then here's my
next
question.
That's wrong, Ed. Yeah. That's wrong. We're talking a Bible question here.
Here's my next question. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Speaking of Bible, true.
Speaking of Bible questions, what movie is that line found in? Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
All right, seems like it was.
And you were making fun of me for
doing
the Bible.
I know. All right, so what? Listen to this. It's hard to say fast. So I'm just gonna. What Great Lake state has more shoreline than the entire U.S. Atlantic seaboard?
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's a lot of fishing.
Yeah. All right, and number two.
Fishing spots.
Number two, what is the common element between gray, bean, brent, and barnacle? And somebody's going to get that right before we go off the air today. All right, so back to the phones we go, Ed.
Well, I'm glad we're going back to the phones.
Me too.
We are going to Arkansas, and Grace, there is Grace in Arkansas. That's right. And she's on the line. Welcome, Grace.
She may be amazing.
Are you amazing? You probably have never heard that, have you, Grace?
Never.
All right. Welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
The one about the Flintstones?
Okay, here it is. The Flintstones cartoon was based on what popular 1950s TV comedy?
Was it The Honeymooners?
It was The Honeymooners.
Wow.
Okay, now I'm seeing it now.
Yeah, you're seeing it.
Jackie Gleason and those.
That was Ralph and Alice Cramden were Fred and Wilma Flintstone. And then Ed and Trixie Norton were Barney and Betty Rubble. And if you remember, it was the same kind of interaction. Betty was always coming over to Wilma's house, just like Alice did.
I can see it now.
And
I don't remember Fred Flintstone talking about knocking somebody to the moon, though.
Well, it was inspired by, as Tim said.
Is the Honeymooners still come on? I didn't watch that a whole lot, but I know who everybody knows from the, if you know about television.
I haven't seen them coming on in syndication.
Like TV Land or something like that in a while.
Now, I always thought it was funny. My wife hated the show because Ralph Cramden was always verbally abusive.
Jackie Gleason, very obnoxious person.
Yeah, you know, and he's always insulting his wife and threatening to hit her. Maybe that's why he doesn't come on, but I never threatened my wife because she, frankly, could take me, you know, so I always behaved
myself.
But
that was the motivation for the inspiration.
It was the inspiration.
For the
it was a cartoon version set before, you know, before civilization.
How'd you know that, Grace?
My mom helped me.
Oh, good.
Good.
See, now, did your mom know or did she guess? Did she guess that?
She knew it.
Oh, she knew it. Good. Wow, you know, good for her.
What's your mom's name? Give her a shout out.
Her name is Bruce.
Well, you know, that's just an added benefit of this show is the bonding between parents and children that we...
Right.
You know, facilitate.
We inspire that.
Yes, we do.
Little mini family reunion. Yeah. Hey, Grace, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. What is the smallest country in the world?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here.
Luxembourg.
I was going to say Luxembourg.
You
going to
say Luxembourg?
I was going to say Luxembourg.
You're talking about geographically? Not population. It's probably the same, but I mean, I'm just asking. JJ, you're looking over there with the blank stare.
I'm going with Luxembourg. That's what I think.
Well, okay, Luxembourg.
Okay, the smallest country is actually Vatican City.
Vatican City. That's not fair.
That's right.
Grace, that's not fair.
It's a country.
Yeah, it is. Right.
No, it's its own country. And
it has a wall.
Yeah, it has a wall to prevent people from coming to stay there illegally.
Hey, the Vatican soldiers, their outfits were designed by... Was it Leonardo da Vinci or Michelangelo? The same.
I don't know.
The same outfits.
You talking about
the
Swiss
today.
Soldiers?
Yes.
Aren't the Swiss?
Well, I mean, the soldiers that guard the Vatican.
It's a Swiss, right?
I think that is a Swiss guard. They do have unique.
but they're. I don't want to say costumes, but they're outfits that they wear. Either Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci designed those, and they've remained the same all these years.
Wow.
Just all wasted right. a good,
Did you know
good.
That? Did you know that, Grace?
I don't remember how long ago I found it, but I found it probably
is
a year or so ago.
Is Luxembourg second?
Do
you know that?
I'm not sure.
And that wasn't the question anyway, Grace. You got us on the question.
Yeah.
So that was excellent. So
good. All right, Grace.
Good job.
Have a Merry Christmas.
I have one other little question.
Okay.
I'm homeschooled, so I was wondering if being on the radio counts as public speaking.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Hey, we can. I'll tell you what. We're going to give you one credit for it.
We sure are, Grace.
So when you go to college, you just tell them, look it up. I got a credit for public speaking because you spoke to the public.
Well, and you presented your case before Learning University faculty.
Right. And defended it.
Yeah.
And defended it. It's almost like a dissertation.
It really does take a lot of courage to speak in front of a crowd, whether in person or on the radio. So we're proud of you. You did well. And thank you for listening to AFR, Grace.
Thank you for all that you do.
Okay, Grace. Thank you. You're listening to Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Hey, I slipped up and missed one of my questions.
Yeah, you did.
The sneeze question, because the little fella took a shot at it, I forgot it was still on the table. But how fast does a sneeze travel? It was multiple choice. Now we have two choices, 300 miles an hour or 600 miles an hour.
Wow.
Just want to add that to my other two questions.
I just know when I sneeze in public, my wife gets angry.
You're like me. I've heard you sneeze.
Yeah.
I'm a loud sneezer. I can't help it.
Well, I mean, she doesn't get Allison, she doesn't get angry, but she looks at me and she says, "Is that necessary?" You know,
like you can help it,
Ed.
You can't help
you.
It.
Thank you, Ed. We need to.
I'm afraid if I try to lessen the impact of it, it would blow something.
Right.
Blow a gasket somewhere.
It's. I mean, we cannot help how the sneeze.
The way
comes
I was born. I was born that way.
You're born that way, and then you got these people who sneeze.
Yeah. Now that's got to be. You got to damage something.
Yeah.
If your sneeze.
That's not really a sneeze.
If your entire sneeze comes down to.
Right, that's not.
Something's happening somewhere else in your body.
But that's not in the sneezing family. Okay, right. That's not in the sneezing family.
That's more in the wink family.
But anyway, it's I may have mentioned this a few weeks ago, but I was at a restaurant picking up some to go, and I was up at the counter, and, man, I had a sneeze coming on, and I turned, you know,
where do you turn?
Well, I do, you know.
People run for cover.
I do make sure I don't sneeze on people and do things like
that. You sneeze into the corner.
Yeah,
corner of your arm
thing, right. You know, that's kind of new the last couple, but I mean, it rattles the room.
Oh.
Okay. And this,
really, people running for cover.
And there was this lady,
calling 911.
This lady sitting about 15 feet away at a table just by herself having her sandwich. And then she looked up at me after that. I didn't know her. And I said, well, you know, I'm like, man, I'm sorry. Ma'am, I'm sorry. You know, my wife says I scare people. I was kind of halfway laughing. She looked at me and said, "You do." and then she went back to her sandwich.
She wasn't smiling.
I was sort of making light of the moment, you know, and she's like, no, she was like, "You do. You do scare people.
I need to go to my safe place."
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Good thing we got sneeze buttons here for Ed and me. All right, now, if it's Ed and I, don't email me, okay? Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
All right, and we, for some reason, go back to Texas. I'll tell you what the reason is, because that's
where
Zach is calling from.
Zach's in Texas.
Zach is from Texas. He's calling from Texas. Good morning, Zach.
Morning. How y'all doing?
Still morning there.
Good.
We're doing great. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both, then. Don't feel bad about the sneezing. My wife tells me the same.
Same thing?
Same with me, Zach.
Well, loud sneezers unite.
Hardy sneeze. I'm not going to hold back.
Yeah. We're not ashamed of it anymore.
No,
and we're not going
be.
Into
yeah.
the closet.
No. Yeah.
Loud sneezers unite.
Yeah.
We should have our own T-shirts.
We need a lobbyist.
A Shea sneezer T-shirt or something. Yeah. All right. That's probably not going to go very far.
Too far, yeah. Probably. Maybe I don't think we should unionize or anything like that. Anyway, Zach, what you got, buddy? You want to ask or answer or both?
I'll do both. I think I'll answer the one about the parable.
Yes, sir. Zach, here's the question. Who was the first person to come up on the injured man in the parable of the Good Samaritan?
Okay, can you give me the three or do I got to guess?
I'll give you the three. It was the three that came up. It was a Levite, a Samaritan, and a priest. Who was the first one to come up on the man?
The priest.
Yes.
All right, good job. You left off, you know, the ballerino, but I guess that's probably
that's a different version.
That's apocryphal.
Yeah.
Good
hey,
job.
Yeah,
good
way
job,
to go, Zach.
Zach.
You have a question for us?
Yes, sir. It's a biblical question. I don't think it's too hard. Mm. Okay, after Nathan the prophet revealed David's sin to him, what famous psalm did David write immediately after that?
Psalm 51.
Oh, never mind. You got it.
Yeah. It's hard to get one past Professor Jasper.
Professor Jasper answered correctly. Psalm 51 would be the answer to your
question. I've been trying to get on for like 3 weeks, too.
Zach, my favorite verse in that whole psalm is the part where it talks about every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. No, wait a minute. I've got that mixed up with something
You just
else.
Wonder what David was thinking at that point right there, don't you? Put yourself in his shoes. Thank you, Zach.
Great job, Zach.
Thanks for being in the Word.
All right, what we're about to do now is give the answers to the questions that have heretofore I said heretofore, going
we're
unanswered.
We're not going to give the answers yet, are we?
Excuse me. I misspoke. It's rare. we're going to give the questions that have heretofore going unanswered. They do have answers.
They do.
The
I've just got one left, and that is, what was the first state in the U.S. to recognize Christmas as an official holiday?
Wow.
Just 50 possibilities, folks. Yeah. Let's start chiming in.
Let the guessing begin.
Good thing the ACLU and the politically correct crowd wasn't around back then.
They would have squelched it.
Yeah, we wouldn't have had Christmas.
There would be no Christmas.
You better believe it. There would be no In God We Trust on our money or any of those
Mr.
things.
Potter from the SPLC is on the line. He wants to make every town a Pottersville.
Here's what I've got. How fast does a sneeze travel? It started out with three possibilities. Now we only have two. It's either 300 miles an hour or 600 miles an hour. Then my other question, taken from a Christmas movie, here's the line. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. Yeah, let's go. Is that true or false?
No, that's not true or false. That's just I want to know which
movie
that comes from.
I know, but it
we
wanted to do that again.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Is that true?
Which movie did that come from?
All right.
That is funny.
Yeah, here are my two questions, but it's been on the table for an hour and about 15 minutes. So this is getting embarrassing for you people out there.
You students.
You students haven't answered these questions, and they should have been answered by now.
And midterm is coming up. Yeah. So, I mean, this is worth a pretty big percentage of your grade.
Right.
So please take this seriously.
You want your winter solstice break? then you better answer these questions.
So we get off to go celebrate winter solstice.
What Great Lakes state has more shoreline than the entire U.S. Atlantic seaboard? Number two. What is the common denominator, if you want to say, or common element between the between gray, bean, Canada, Brent, and barnacle?
I have no idea on that.
Hey,
it's a challenging question, but it can be done.
When you said common denominator, this time of year everybody's sending Christmas cards. This sweet little lady went to the post office, and she said she'd like to buy some stamps. And the postal worker said, "What denomination?" She said, "My word, has it come to that?" She said, "Well, give me 50 Baptist and 50 Methodist."
All right,
Has it come to that? Okay, back to the phones.
All right, back to the phones we go. I like it. Mississippi John is on the line. Welcome to
How
the program,
doing,
John. We're doing great. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Mississippi John sounds like a character out of a Mark Twain book.
That's right. All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both, John?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I'm going to go with Tim and figure out what the Great Lakes question.
Okay.
All right, I'll ask it again, and then you can answer, John. The question is, what Great Lake state has more shoreline than the entire U.S. Atlantic seaboard?
I'm going to have to say Michigan.
Hey,
way to go, John.
That is amazing.
Yeah, you think about it. Well, you've got Michigan, the mainland, if you want to, if that's what you want to call it. I'm not sure what Michiganders call that. But then you've got the upper
peninsula there?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, John?
Yeah.
That's also shoreline, too. People living in Michigan are going, "You don't even know what that's called." I know Mackinac.
I bet you'd say balletist or something.
Yeah,
if you.
But I do know, but it's not coming to me right now.
John, we need to get our spinner bait and crank bait and tiny torpedoes
to Michigan?
And head to Michigan. Man, oh man, that's
not right now.
Line.
Not right now. You don't. You wait till about April or
go
May.
Go ice fishing with some Catfish Charlie.
Yeah.
All right. What's your question for us, John?
All right, it's a sports question.
Okay.
Okay, excluding the WNBA because that didn't exist when I first heard this question. At all professional sports, there are six teams that their name does not end with an S. What are they?
In the NBA, you mean?
No. In all professional sports,
there are how many teams?
Six teams whose
six whose
name does not end with an S.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
You know,
oh,
I'm
that's
just
a great question.
Yeah, because you got Indians, Dolphins, so many that end with an S.
All right.
Now,
Braves.
The two of them are difficult or are tricky.
Okay. All right. So, but we'd have to.
Everything
Red Sox, White Sox.
There's one. There's two.
Yeah, there's two.
Right?
Yes.
Red Sox,
way
White
to go,
Sox.
Tim.
Good job.
Everything I'm thinking ends with S.
Yeah. I'm trying to.
Oh.
Billy.
I was thinking college. I was thinking the Stanford Cardinal.
Yeah, we're running out of time. Yeah, you better give it to us.
Yeah,
give us
all we got is two.
Hey, great trivia question, by the way.
The first one is the first two I got for you here are in hockey, and it's the Colorado Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Okay.
And the Orlando Magic and the Utah Jazz.
What about the Miami Heat?
Yep, I forgot that one.
Okay.
No, they've changed their name. They're the Heats.
The Heats.
Now they're the Heats.
Miami Heats. Yeah. Well, it's real hot down there, so the Miami Heats.
All right.
Hey, that is a great trivia question,
excellent.
John. Thank you.
I appreciate y'all. Have a blessed day.
Okay, all right, you too.
Yeah, the great state of Michigan has more shoreline. Look at it on the map. It's got than the whole Atlantic seaboard. It is startling.
Because it's kind of like human intestines. They say if you stretch them out and lay it, it's whatever miles long.
Yeah.
You
take that
right before lunch. Thank you for that.
We needed that visual, Ed. Thank you for that.
So if you remove your intestines from the body cavity and lay it out on a big long table.
No. Cover up, Ed, please, somebody. It is lunchtime. All right, we got about 2 minutes left here.
And now all my questions are answered. Do you guys want to answer yours, or can we take a shot at
one more person? Time for one more?
All right.
Give us one more.
We go one more. We go to Oklahoma. Hannah, you're the last person.
Standing.
You there, Hannah?
Yes.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. We're almost out of time, so we need to do this fairly quickly. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The one about the movie quote about every time a bell rings.
Oh, I love
yes.
it.
Yes, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Which movie, Hannah?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes. Excellent.
I love that movie. What's your question for us?
All right, which state considers mistletoe its state flower?
I think that's New Mexico.
Probably Las Vegas. Nevada.
Nevada.
With all those chapels.
I have no idea.
No, I don't know.
It's Oklahoma.
Oh,
Oklahoma.
Said the girl calling from Oklahoma.
So poinsettia is your state flower?
No, she said mistletoe.
Oh, mistletoe.
The mistletoe.
Now, why is mistletoe your state flower?
I don't know.
Okay.
A whole lot of smooching going on there in Oklahoma around Christmas time.
Because they said so, Ed.
Because they said so. Hey, thank you, Hannah.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And I have not had all my questions answered.
All right, go ahead. We got to answer them.
All right. What was this was the mystery question, folks. What was the first state in the U.S. to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Alabama, if you can believe it.
That's great.
Alabama to recognize Christmas first?
Yep.
Okay. Well, and they're also the first state alphabetically.
Yeah. Hey, okay. How fast is a
they're
sneeze?
They're also number one in the country in football.
How fast does a sneeze travel, guys? 300 miles
gotta
an hour?
It's got to be 300. It's got
to be 300.
600 miles an hour. Yes. And then.
That's crazy.
Well, that's all I've got.
Man, that's a projectile.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a piece of corn?
That's Mach something.
Yeah.
That's.
Ooh, that can hurt somebody. Popcorn.
Yeah, but I'm gross.
Hey,
my question, real quickly.
What is the common element between gray, bean, Canada, Brent, and barnacle? They are all types of geese.
Bean geese.
You had me.
Hey, folks, and don't forget J.J. Jasper's new book, Jonah Had a Whale of a Time. You can go to afastore.net or jjjasper.com. Perfect as a Christmas stocking stuffer.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here Monday.